الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this new session of the Ajramiya, the Arabic called beginners. So today we spoke about Al-Mu'arabat. And we said that Al-Mu'arabat, we first of all remind of what we said before, that the speech in Arabic either Mu'arab or Mabni. And we said that the Mu'arab, which can have the change on the last letter of the word due to the factors precede the word. And the Mabni is the one that remains in one state in all the times. The Mu'arab is of two types. The Mu'arab is of two types. One can be Mu'arab with Harakat, and the other can be Mu'arab with Huruf. The Mu'arab with Huruf is for four things. The Mu'arab with Huruf is four things. Al-Ism al-Mufrad, and we said that Ism al-Mufrad is the Ism which is not Muthanna, nor that it is Jam'a. Nor that it is Jama. We gave example for that. Rajul, Imra'atun, Baytun, Hadiqatun, Baqaratun, Jamalun, Muhammadun, Zainabu. All these are nouns called Ism Mufrad, and these are Mu'arabi al-Harakat. Also Jam'u al-Taksir, Jam'u al-Taksir, like Rijal, Manabir, and the like. These all are called Jam'u al-Taksir, and we explained what is the meaning of Jam'u al-Taksir sometime before. Jam' al-Mu'annath al-Salim. In Jam' al-Mu'annath al-Salim, as we said before, is what differs the mufrad by extra alif and ta at the end of it. Al-Banat, Mu'minat, Salawat, these and the like of them are called Jam' Mu'annath Salim. Also Jam' Mu'annath Salim is from the Mu'arabat bil Huruf, sorry, bil Harakat. Mu'arabat bil Harakat, Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra. And you say Ja'at al Mu'minatu, Ra'aytu al Mu'minati, Salamtu ala al Mu'minati. And then we have the last one, the fourth one of the Mu'arab bil-Huruf, bil-Harakat, sorry, is the fi'l mudari'. When it is not connected to any of the pronouns at the end of it, like alif itnain. Example, ya'kulani, ta'kulani. Waw al-jama'a, example, ya'kuluna, ta'kuluna. Ya al-mukhataba, example, ta'kulina. So when the fi'l mudari' is not connected to any of these three pronouns, then, and it cannot be connected to any other pronouns other than these. So when it is not connected to these pronouns, then we say it is ma'rab bi al-huruf, sorry, bil harakat. But whenever it is connected to one of these, then it is ma'rab bil huruf, not bil harakat. Naam. And we also said that all these ma'rab bil huruf bil harakat, all these ma'rab bil harakat can have these harakat which are only four. Which are only four. In the raf' position, the haraka is dhamma. The like of Muhammadun. Qala Muhammadun. Sa'ala Muhammadun anil banati. Fa'ajabat al-ulama'u. فأجابت العلماء بأنه يجوز لهن ما لم يمنع عليهن. So we have now all the حركات in here. So in the رفع position, these things, these four things can have the ضمة. Can have the ضمة. But in the nasb, not all of them can have the fatha. However, the jam' al-mu'annath al-salim in the nasb position will have the kasra instead of fatha. And in the khafd position, only the mamnu' min al-sarf, which cannot have the kasra as a sign of a khaf, but will have fatha instead. And in al-fi'l al-mudari' which is ended with harf illa, in not connected to alif, waw, and ya, but ended with alif. Are the like? And the alif, for example, yes, how is the sound now? The like of yes'a. Yes'a is the word that is ended with alif, and the alif here is part of the word. It is not added to it. By the meaning that we cannot, and it is not a pronoun, it is not a pronoun, but it is a part of it. And the same thing of yad'u. And with the ya, yajri, or tajri. Let's take three examples of these three alif, three huruf, alif, waw, and ya, which we call them huruf al-illah. So alif, waw, and ya can be found as pronouns and can be found as huruf al-illah. Let's take example of alif with as a pronoun and alif as harf al-illah with the mudarak. We have alif as a pronoun. We say ya'kulani. عز الله تعالى سيد وهما يستغيثان الله ويلك آمن. وهما يستغيثان so يستغيثان. We see now alif at the end of this مضارع يستغيثان. How can I differ between this alif and alif which is harf illah? You can easily distinguish between them because here this alif is ended with noon, right? While the alif which is harf illah, there is no noon. Allah Ta'ala said, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. يَسْعَى here is فعل مضارع. What do we say connected to a pronoun which is alif at the end of it, or it is ended with حرف علة alif? Of course it is مضارع ended with حرف علة. Why? Because there is no noon at the end of it. There is no noon. So we know from that this is مضارع معتل الآخر, meaning has حرف إلا at the end of it. طيب. Same thing with the واو يأكلون, as Allah Ta'ala said, وتأكلون الطعام أكلا لما. وتأكلون الطعام, remember we said that أفعال الخمسة which is every مضارع connected to ألف الاثنين or واو الجماعة or ياء المخاطبة, الخمسة five meaning ألف الاثنين you find it one in one form connected to alif that represent the second party which is ta'kulani which begins with ta. Other place represents the third party which begins with ya'kulani. Same thing with ta'kuluna يأكلون. But in ya المخاطبة تأكلين can only be found in one form which is ta which begins with ta تأكلين. طيب. Example for the واو as أفعال الخمسة. الله تعالى said ويقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم. ويقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم. And this is as begin with ya, as we said this part which begins with ta, we said وتأكلون الطعام أكلا لما. وتأكلون الطعام. Now in these two آيات the مضارع is considered to be from the type of الأفعال الخمسة not مضارع معتل الآخر which has حرف علة at the end. So now we know from the first one that the alif is not part of the word, while in the second the alif is part of it. Allah Ta'ala says وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. وَيَدْعُ يدعو here this واو is part of the world. And it is فعل مضارع معتل الآخر. Why? Simply because there is no noon at the end of it. Also as in Surah Yusuf, where the two, or where the brothers of Yusuf said to their father, أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا غَدًا يَأْكُلْ وَيَرْتَى يَأْكُلْ وَيَرْتَى. We see now يَأْكُلْ is not ended with حرف عِلَّة. It's ended with لام, not ألف واو or ياء. And it is not connected to any of the pronouns. So these are four things. These are four positions of I'rab with harakat. What is exempted from these? We say in the dhamm, in the rafa position, all of them will have dhamma. None of them is exempted. All of them will have dhamma. Right? But in the nasb position, three of them will have fatha only. Not all the four. Only three of them. What are they? That is the fa'al mudara, اسم المفرد and جمع المؤنث السالم. These will have فتحة in the sign for نصب as the sign for نصب. And not all of them will have كسرة as the sign for خفض. But three of them only, and one is exempted. What is that? What? In the خفض we have جمع المؤنث الاسم نعم جمع المؤنث السالم جمع المؤنث السالم الفعل المضارع سوري الفعل المضارع نوخب الاسم المفرد جمع التكسير two of them الاسم المفرد and جمع التكسير. While جمع المؤنث السالم جمع المؤنث السالم no, جمع ممنوع من الصرف الاسم الذي لا يتصرف الممنوع من الصرف this is the one which will have فتحة instead of كسرة in the خف. So all of them will have ضم and رفع. Will have ضم and رفع. Right? Will have فتحة for نصب except for جمع مؤنث السالم. Which will have كسرة instead. All of them will have كسرة for خفض except for ممنوع من الصرف. Will have فتحة instead. And الفعل مضارع if it is معتل الآخر in the نصب or جزم will remove حرف العلة. In the نصب or خفض in the نصب or جزم sorry will remove حرف العلة. Will remove حرف العلة. I know that this is a bit tough and too much, but the coming classes or lessons are going to be in detail. So it will, and here it is general, presented in one time, but inshallah the coming day, each day we are going to talk about one only of these with much examples from the Quran I'm from outside the Quran. I'm from outside the Quran. Why? The last thing we want to talk about today is the Mu'rabat bil Huruf. Now we finished speaking about the Mu'rabat with Harakat. Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra, and Sukun. Now we want to speak about the Mu'rabat with Huruf, just yani roughly like that, and inshallah from tomorrow we continue speaking about them in detail. Mu'rabat bil huruf, we have four things: muthanna, you say jaa ar-rajulani, ra'aytu ar-rajulaini, sallamtu ala ar-rajulaini. You see now ar-rajulani has alif and noon at the end. Ra'aytu ar-rajulaini, ya and noon. Sallamtu ala ar-rajulaini, ya and noon. Right. Jam'u al-mudhakkar al-salim. Ja'a al-muslimuna. Ra'aytu al-muslimina, sallamtu ala al-muslimina. And then al-asma al-khamsa. Say, jaa abuka wa ra'aytu akhaka wa sallamtu ala hamika. And the last one is the af'al al-khamsa. We already spoke more widely about al-af'al al-khamsa, which are every mudari' connected to alif al-ithnain, such as ya'kulani, ta'kulani, or waw al-jama'a, such as ya'kuluna, ta'kuluna, or ya' al-mukhataba, such as ta'kulina. These all are mu'rabat bil-huruf. Tomorrow inshallah we're going to speak about them more and more with the examples from the Quran and the Sunnah and other speech. All what we ask Allah Ta'ala is to keep us alive, Abul Iman and Sunnah, Tawheed, a love of ilm, an increase in our Iman and our ilm, and make this ilm we seek is a proof for our Iman, not a proof against us on the day of rejection. Here we end up our session today. Willing to see you again tomorrow while you are in the best state of Iman, Sunnah and health. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. And now if you have a question related to the topic, please raise your hand immediately. Okay, as long as there are no hands raised, that means no questions are presented, and by that you say السلام عليكم رحمة الله وبركاته.